This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and welcome to another free Tap-Along audio. Did you know that you could download a commercial-free version of this Tap-Along as well as written transcript? All you need to do is become a premium member of Tapping Q&A. Premium members have access to two Tap-Along audios a week, including written transcripts, transcripts of all of our podcasts, including the podcasts in the podcast archive, a members-only podcast every single month, and special other members' discounts and member resources. If you'd like more information about the Tapping Q&A membership, all you need to do is go to tappingqa.com/membership, and I hope you enjoy today's Tap-Along. I wish it wasn't the case, but one of the things that I struggle with in my own life is the fact that I really am judgmental of others. And it's one of those things that even when it's happening, I'm not even aware of it, that I have to take a step back and I have to look. And most of the time when I'm being judgmental, it's because I'm noticing something in someone else that I really don't like about myself, or it's pointing out a wound in my own life that still needs some healing. And it's almost as if what I'm being judgmental about is rubbing up against the bruise. And if I were in a place where I had healed that myself, I would be more at ease with what's going on. Not that I'm saying it's okay that whatever they're doing is okay, because oftentimes I get judgmental about things that are hurtful or harmful or wrong, but I wouldn't be so emotionally entrapped in it that other people's actions would be affecting me. And so today what we're going to do is we're just going to spend a little time tapping on a sense of not judging others. So do this for me. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice deep breath. And as you tap on the tippy top of the head, just repeat after me. It's very hard not to judge others. Eyebrow, when we are judging others, we're not affecting them. Side of the eye, but instead affecting ourselves. Under the eye, many times when we judge others, it has little to do with what they're doing. Under the nose, but how we see ourselves. Chin, their actions or words might shine a light on a part of ourselves that we're struggling with. Collarbone, it does us little good to emotionally tie ourselves into knots about what we think about others. Under the arm and others' choices. Liver spot. They are not being imprisoned by our judgment. Side of the hand. We are. Tippy top of the head, we can use this moment to recognize the places in our own life where we can do some healing. Eyebrow, wishing ill on someone else and judging them. Side of the eye is just like wishing they would take poison, but taking it ourselves. under the eye. I know I don't want to judge other people. Under the nose, the way I don't want other people judging me. Chin, there are times where I just slip into judgment of others. Collarbone, I hate how this feels. Under the arm, I give myself permission to be easy with myself when I judge others. Liver spot, I'm working on a place where I don't judge others. Side of the hand, but it's not going to happen overnight. Tippy top of the head, every time I catch myself judging someone else. Eyebrow, it's an opportunity to recognize that I have work still to do. Side of the eye, it's a chance to look at why I'm judging people so harshly. Under the eye, after I judge someone else, I can take a moment and give thanks for them. Under the nose to recognize the beauty in them. Chin, even if that's a hard thing to do. Collarbone, in doing so, I'm going to make it easier and easier for me to free myself from the prison of judging others. And just take a nice, easy, deep breath. And continue to give yourself permission to be easy with yourself and catch yourself and slow yourself down as you judge others. Because it's going to be able to free you from that emotional bind that you're putting yourself in. I hope you enjoyed today's free Tap Along audio. If you'd like to download a commercial-free version of this audio or a written transcript of this audio, all you need to do is go to tappingqna.com/membership to find out all of the information about our premium member services. This audio is copyright Gene Montarostelli, Tapping Q&A, 2011. Before you add tapping or anything else to your daily routine, make sure you check with your primary care physician. Music for this Tap Along audio is provided by Chris Onak via Creative Commons license.